For the Kurdish view now, let's turn to Ayub Nuri, who used to work for The World in Baghdad. Nuri is now the English editor of the Kurdish news service Rudau. He's also the author of Being Kurdish in a Hostile World. Ayub joins us from Toronto on his way back to Erbil, where he was just a little less than 2 weeks ago. Ayub, it seems that forces loyal to the Iraqi government have taken control of Kirkuk. That ends years of Kurdish control there. There are some reports that one Kurdish party, the PUK, may have cut a deal with the government in Baghdad. Are you hearing the same thing, and what kind of deal would that be?
In almost every Facebook post and Twitter feed that I check from friends or other sources or colleagues who are on the ground at the moment, I see exactly that report, that some Peshmerga commanders affiliated with the PUK, which has good relations with Baghdad, had basically ordered their soldiers to abandon their posts and not to fire on the advancing Iraqi troops and advancing Iraqi militia. That is what has facilitated the capture of Kirkuk. That's what I get. But unfortunately, there is a lot of blame game going on at the moment in the Kurdistan region. PUK says the KDP is running away. The KDP says, no, the PUK abandoned their posts. A lot of blame game, and it will take many months or probably even years for us to know what the reality was. The reality is that, I mean, the fact on the ground, Kirkuk, a city that the Kurds have been claiming to be their own, the Iraqis have been claiming to be their own for decades and decades, today fell to the Iraqi army and Iraqi militia.
So a lot of blame game, also a lot of propaganda. If those reports of some deal cut with the government in Baghdad turn out to be true, how would you feel about that?
I feel really, really frustrated and really, really sad. I'm not speaking as a Kurd saying a Kurdish city fell to the Iraqi army. I'm frustrated because I've been covering the ISIS war for 2 years on the ground. And I just remember that it was exactly 1 year ago today, October 16th, I was packing up my sleeping bag, two coats, granola bars and things going to the ISIS front line in Mosul. This time last year, I was in the outskirts of Mosul, joining the Kurdish forces, launching the first major offensive against ISIS in order to facilitate the way for the Iraqi army to enter Mosul. And now this is how the Kurds are paid back.
For you personally, Ayub, what would independence mean? And why, after being in Kurdistan less than a fortnight ago, you're rushing back to kind of bear witness to what happens next?
Because I believe this is a historical moment. It's a sad moment. It's a dark moment for Kurdish politics and Iraq as a whole. But independence would enable the Kurds to be part of the international community and live with dignity. But I still hope that independence does not come with violence, because the Kurds have seen a lot of violence, hardship, and suffering. And I've come up to this reality that no independence or no city, no territory, no oil well is worth a human life. I've seen so much of it in Iraq as a reporter, and then before growing up in Iraq, I think a human life, human blood is more important than anything else.
Do you think you'll see independence in your lifetime?
It was very close. I think last month and until a few days ago, millions of Kurds thought we were going to see it in our lifetime. But now it seems that not back to square one. I believe the Kurds in Iraq are back to even zero. It's beyond worse than square one. And God knows how long it is going to take for another generation of leaders, another generation of people to grow up and fight for independence, to see it or not to see it. Because if things are going the way they are going today in Iraq and has been going for decades, it is really hard to tell whether I will see independence in my lifetime or not.
The Kurds have had support from the United States since the 1990s. What do you think the Kurds want from the U.S. now? Or have you given up on the U.S.?
The Kurds have always known that the United States has not been a sincere friend. Okay, in 1975, in 1991, for a while, they abandoned the Kurds, and today again. So to answer your question, millions of Kurds are disappointed today with the international community, especially with the United States, because the Kurds have been allies of the United States since 1991 in every major project the U.S. has had in the region.
Ayub Nouri, English language editor with the Kurdish news service Rudal. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Marco.